Jennifer, you have a really interesting past. What is your background?
I went to school in Olds and have an applied degree from there in agricultural business and grew up on an acreage near the Genesee area. I was involved in 4-H for many years and try to keep that involvement carrying on now in my professional life as well.
So as the land use coordinator, what would be some of the things that you do?
My job description is quite broad. Depending on the day, I've had days from finding wild animals in places that they shouldn't be, to bringing my horse to work, to move cattle on our community pasture, different community events, and speaking with members of the public in the neighborhood. And every day can be different, so it's a great variety.
Well, you mentioned agriculture. What might be your involvement in agriculture?
At Genesee, within the mine and in the surrounding land that Capital Power owns, we rent out all of our farmland. None of the farming is done in-house. So we have just over 3,500 acres rented out to about 13 local families. Some of the crops grown are canola, wheat, and barley, your typical annuals in the area, and then as well as alfalfa.
And you also have a Hutterite colony very close to the mine area.
Yes, we do. We have the Warburg Hutterite colony just a few miles to the south of the mining area. They're actually one of our bigger farmers in the area, and they rent land from us as well.
So you're leasing the land to the local farmers. Mm-hmm. You mentioned crops. What about pasturing?
Capital Power runs a community pasture operation at Genesee. None of the land is leased out for pasture land to specific farmers. It's run in-house. We hire two local cowboys to look after the cattle throughout the year. We have a dozen local farmers that bring their cattle to pasture. Our grazing season is usually mid-May till mid-October. It's about a 900-head cow-calf pair operation. The cattle graze about 5,000 acres of property out at Capital Power. Some is reclaimed land, but the majority is land in the future mining area as well as the buffer zone.
Do you have any problems with any of the cattle sort of getting into the mining area?
We are a pretty good fencing crew, so we don't usually run into many troubles with cattle in the mine, but there is usually one phone call in the summertime because we have one cow that's a crafty jumper, but it's not really a big problem.
Now, along with agriculture, you also have some wildlife duties.
Yes, we do. At Capital Power, as such a big landowner, we do have a large amount of wildlife in the area. About 10 years ago, we partnered with Hunting for Tomorrow, and they administer the hunting program at Genesee. We have approximately 60 quarter sections available for hunting, so about 9,000 acres. So the hunters are allowed to use primitive weapons such as bow and arrow, black powder, shotguns with slugs. We keep the weapons lower velocity just due to the proximity of neighbors and the chance that there will be Capital Power employees working out on the land. This past year, we had six animals taken, a muley buck and a muley doe, and two white-tailed bucks and two bull moose. So that's the highest amount that we've had taken in 1 year.
And Hunting for Tomorrow, what kind of a group is that?
Hunting for Tomorrow is a nonprofit organization that works with Alberta hunters and partners with AHIA, the Alberta Hunter Education Association, and they do the administration for the hunting program at Genesee. So hunters register with Hunting for Tomorrow and get all their passes and information from them.
And what other wildlife are there?
So Genesee is home to a pair of nesting peregrine falcons. We have a nesting box set up for them on one of our stacks on site. We've been having the same female come back to the site since 2009. They winter in South America, typically in the Venezuela area, and make it back about mid-April. And they lay eggs, and typically in the past few years we've had four eggs laid, and so then four eggs hatched.
Do you watch them? Do you have things set up so you can watch them?
Yeah, actually we have a live streaming camera pointed at the nest box, so 24/7 you can watch the falcons grow, and it's really quite interesting because you can watch them from the point where they start making the scrape in the nest to the eggs laid and to them hatching, and then watching the babies grow up. They change so quickly in the matter of about 45 days.
Have you done any studies on these falcons?
In 2011 we had a tracking backpack of sorts placed on one of the birds. So we tracked him from his activities at Genesee all the way down to South America, where he wintered in Venezuela, and then tracked his travels back to Genesee, and then we removed the backpack. So it was good information to have, like, regarding their migration traits.
So it looks like you're really helping with the population of the peregrine falcons, because they've had a tough time in the past.
Yeah, they have. The last known wild peregrine nests in Alberta were in 1967, so they're still on the watch list, but it's great to be a part of establishing these new populations of falcons.
Do you have any idea of why they keep coming back?
Well, they like us. Genesee is actually a great location for them. They like to be up high. They hunt birds. So we have the cooling pond, which supplies them with endless ducks, and we have quite a few pigeons on site. So our birds are actually part of our natural pest control program. The plus side of Genesee as well is there's less for them to run into, because there is all the infrastructure for the power plant, but in the grand scheme, there is less hazards than if they nest on a high-rise building downtown, per se. There's not the heavy road traffic or glass windows for them to run into. So it's actually quite a safe place for them.
So it sounds like you have quite a feeling towards stewardship of the land and the area.
Yeah, it's really important to take care of the land before, during, and after mining. The mine is going to be there until 2055, of course, with the units. But, of course, there's always the future to think about. So we're always looking for new and innovative ideas and different things to try out at Genesee. Some of the things that we've implemented, we have a solar water system for a couple of our dugouts within the community pasture to keep the cows out of the water, to keep our wetlands a little bit cleaner. We work with the local wildlife rehab society and release some birds out on the cooling pond in the wintertime, especially because we have open water, actually, so the birds quite like that. We have the Genesee Heritage Park, which allows members of the public to come out and fish, actually, throughout the year. It's a stock trout pond. Some of the other things with just keeping good care of the land, we've fenced off some of the more forested areas, especially along waterways and creeks, to keep the cattle out, to keep the creek banks and everything intact, and to keep the waterways cleaner.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Thank you. This was great.